Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. The first one, I've heard you talk about Curaderm using that on basal cell carcinoma. Will it also work on the squamous version?
Yes, sir. It'll work on the squamous version and as well as the basal cell version. The way Curaderm works is quite unique, and it's studied right down to the molecule. So for those who haven't heard of Curaderm, and thanks for bringing it up, Terry, I'll mention exactly how that works and then tell you about a couple books you can read about it if you wish, and it won't take me forever, I promise. Dr. Bill Cham, who's a brilliant Australian PhD scientist, was alerted to this stuff by some farmers who said that their cows got a certain cancer of the eyeball that cows are accustomed to getting, I guess. They got it better by rubbing their eyeballs against this plant all the time. So he went out to study the plant, and he isolated some molecules from it that have the unique capability of penetrating only cancer cells, and they cannot penetrate normal cells. So it'll only work on that skin that's got the cancer, and all the skin around it won't be touched. I am not kidding. And what it does is it penetrates into that cancer cell, where it goes to little sacks of enzymes that are present in every cell, including normal cells and cancer cells, but it can only get into the cancer cells, and it ruptures them, and those cancer cells digest themselves to death. No kidding. Now, the first book on this, which had a lot of the science, was called The Eggplant Cancer Cure, because this material is found in eggplant. And don't worry about eating eggplant if you happen to like the stuff, folks, because this can only penetrate cancer cells. It will not penetrate normal skin cells or intestinal cells or any other cells, and all that science is in there. And the second book was called, Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science, by Dr. Bill Cham, C-H-A-M. Now, those books are both available through Tahoma Dispensary and probably elsewhere, too. So anyway, yes, it will go after basal cell. It will go after squamous cell. It takes a little time, but gets a little bit red first. And then, funny thing, the cancers start to deteriorate and implode. You'll see pictures in the book, for example, of very large skin cancers where it actually made a crater in the skin, and yet that crater all fills in within, usually at the most, 12 to 13 weeks for the big cancers and less for smaller cancers, and it looks like normal skin, and you couldn't tell the person had a problem. And you can understand, I bet you can, Terry, why the Australasian Society of Dermatologists got hold of the equivalent of the Australian FDA, and insisted they put the stuff on prescription, even though it never hurt anybody, and Dr. Cham had sold over 70,000 bottles of it to people who had their cancers cured. But they insisted it be put on prescription, and then guess what? They refused to prescribe it. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Oh,
that's,
one other thing.
That's available at your website, right?
No, sir. At this time, one goes to curaderm.net, curaderm.net, and you can buy it from there, and it will arrive. This is being bought for personal use, you see. But if we were to sell it commercially, why, we might have the same thing happen to us that happened to Lane Laboratories that was selling it commercially. Let's see, $2 million fine? Uh-huh. Because it wasn't, quote, approved, unquote, by the FDA, even though it works every time. Ah, it's just amazing what a free country we live in, isn't it, Terry?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know the FDA is a front for big firm and not working in our best interest. But at any rate. Okay, one other question. Did I hear you some time ago say that you were starting up a memory care program modeled after Bredesen's work at UCLA?
Yes, sir. And just before I get to that, one more thing about the Curaderm or the skin cancer. Dr. Cham put in there something called salicylates, which are the active things in aspirin, because he says it helps it to penetrate better and get into the cancer even faster. I've argued with him a little bit about that because there's a few of us, it's a small percentage, but there's a few of us who are sensitive to salicylate. And if we are, oh, it starts to make a mad red flare go out from where the cancer is. It's a big old red patch. It's not this redness just where the cancer is. And for those people, I'm sorry, they can't use it because that salicylate sensitivity for them is really bad. But fortunately, that's 5% or less of everybody. Okay, now back to the Tahoma Clinic Recognition Program, like the Macular Regeneration Program. The person who presently is most knowledgeable about that is Tahoma Clinic Nutritionist Tawny, T-A-W-N-I, Pendleton, and she can be reached through the Tahoma Dispensary, and she'll tell you what we're doing and the sort of tests that we're doing and other things, details I should say, about the program. We don't have that posted yet, but she does have all the information in mind. In fact, she's one of the two nutritionists who put the thing together.
Oh, wonderful. How do you spell her last name?
Pendleton, as in Pendleton, Oregon. P-E-N-D-E-L-T-O-N.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And call her at the dispensary. Okay, I will do that.
Yes, please
okay.
do. And thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling and letting me ramble on about that Curaderm, because it really, really is, folks. It is a cure for skin cancer, basal cell, squamous cell. And the thing, I guess, that's so frustrating to those Australian dermatologists is a person can do it themselves at home, unless they're salicylate sensitive. And it's known how it works right down to the molecule. No kidding. This is the molecule that attaches to the cancer cells only, not the normal cells, and gets into the cancer cell and helps to kill it. You know, it's really frustrating, folks, as I was mentioning. In our free country, we're not supposed to be able to take care of ourselves.